This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac, the cool one.
What? This is our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know. It's yeah. Brought to you by Les Schwab, though.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Seattle.
At the club 1080.
Look at your nub.
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
I'm intrigued by your tot.
At the club.
The boner has swung.
Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club.
Where do you like it? I've always wanted to touch your taint.
Wow.
Goodness gracious.
She poops at parties.
Okay, well, Blazers lost.
So that happened.
Did pretty well in the defensive department. They only scored 85 points, though.
Well, look, you can't focus on everything, Rob.
They did well by giving up 107 points?
Yeah, that's good for them. That is. That's good for them. That's below their average.
Not so much on the 85, though.
Yeah. That's too bad.
Where are they at now? Are they are they still eighth?
No, they're ninth.
They've fallen to ninth?
Yeah, Denver passed them.
The Denver Nuggets?
Well, those really red hot and rolling Denver Nuggets.
He's 17 and 23 Denver Nuggets?
Yeah.
Yikes.
So, hey, I have a new injury to tell you about.
You've gone down?
My wife's making fun of me for this.
I'm guessing that she's probably correct.
Oh, probably.
I just feel like in any battle between you and Nurse Nice, even
she's
without knowing
right.
The problem, I'm siding with Nurse Nice.
Although I will say, she is Nurse Nice, and she's a wonderfully compassionate person.
One of the nicest individuals I've ever met. She's simply delightful.
That does not apply to me, though.
No?
Like, she doesn't care when I... Like, she laughs at me all the time.
Well, that is true. Remember, you shared... What is the little... The bit emojis... Is that what those are called?
Bitmojis.
Oh, the Bitmojis.
Yeah, the Bitmojis.
Yeah.
Where you sent her the I love you one.
Yeah.
And then she responded.
She responded with the one of her booing.
That's my favorite thing she's ever done. Yeah, you created your own little avatar there. You sent her an I love you, and she booed it with double thumbs down.
Like, she's one of the best people on earth.
Yeah.
But she isn't that way with me. And so I got home from the doctor.
That's why you work together.
That's right. I think, yeah, it's good. It's a good partnership. And I got home from the doctor the other day.
You dying? Cat AIDS?
No. I was sick. You know, I had...
cat AIDS. But
you know, I had the bronchitis.
Venereal disease, yeah.
VD, it happens.
Ain't nobody got time for
Amazingly,
that.
Amazingly, she was very supportive of that, which, you know, it's impressive.
Hey, I have got a shady past.
You got it from riding a tractor in your bathing suit.
What?
It's an old Seinfeld thing. Where the gal gets gonorrhea, but her boyfriend convinces her that he didn't give it to her. She got it from riding a tractor in a bathing suit. If you ever want to know that if you are the ultimate con man, if you give your partner VD and you're able to convince them that they got it through something else, that's the ultimate snow job of all time.
I don't have VD. So I went there
Not
because...
Not anymore. You went to the doctor. We understand.
My elbow was hurt. Remember I talked to you about this?
I did remember that. This was a while back.
And you're like, yeah, you probably have pinched nerve or like...
Yeah, bursitis or something.
Yeah. And the doctor even kind of laughed at me. He's like, yeah, you have tennis elbow. And so I go home and I tell my wife, yeah, hey. So she's like, what'd you say? Because my elbow freaking hurts. Dude, and it hurts.
Tendonitis is awful.
It's hurt for like 3 months.
Yes. Tendonitis is a kick in the balls.
Golf is right around the corner and I need to be able to play.
But you don't play a lot of tennis.
No, I don't. That's why.
Where's the tennis elbow coming from?
Well, maybe it's the fact that I'm a lefty, so it's turned around.
I don't know, because we had this when you were talking to me about your elbow. I even brought up maybe you've got like tendonitis, like a tennis elbow.
I have tennis elbow.
But then you were like, well, I'm not playing a bunch of tennis, so we eliminated that as a possibility.
No,
I got it when I played baseball, similar swinging motion.
It's from golf.
Okay.
And he was like, the doctor's like, this is really weird because golf's usually on the underside of the elbow. Uh-huh. When you get golfer's elbow, this is tennis elbow. And I go home, my wife just starts busting out laughing.
It's like, if you get the gout, I'm going to make fun of you.
She's like, you're an old man. Like, well, we knew that.
You have tennis elbow from golf.
But I have to go to physical therapy.
Bah. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Dude, that's...
That's what he's. That's what
pathetic.
That's what I said. I said, Doc, do I really need to go to physical therapy for tennis elbow? He was like, yeah, you should really. He goes, it's not just going to go away. So then I get home. I'm like, babe, come on.
babe,
listen here,
babe.
I'm not going to PT for tennis elbow. Like, even the physical therapist is going to look at me and roll his eyes.
What you need to do is just go look up whatever exercises. Just Google exercises for tennis elbow and do them at home.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That's half of physical therapy anyway. They have you do the exercises at home.
That's all you're going to do.
I'm going to save that guy some time.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't go.
Come on, a 41-year-old dude coming in for rehab exercises for tennis elbow?
Like 2 years ago, I had something similar, but I believe it's more embarrassing than your tennis elbow.
What's that?
And I did not go to physical therapy. Once I found out what it was and it was diagnosed, I said, screw this. Same thing, did the exercises at home. 2 years ago, I bought myself an electric guitar and I was like, I want to learn to play the guitar. And
Carpal tunnel.
Yeah. And I thought, but it was up, same thing, like kind of in my forearm. I thought I had hurt myself lifting weights. I lift a lot, and I was like, boy, I've got something in my grip that's up my forearm. I'm like, I've pulled something here. And I went in, same thing. I went to the doctor. I was like, I don't know what's going on, but it is a blinding pain. Like, I have a hard time holding anything. And we determined that it was from playing guitar. And I thought, good God, I've now injured myself playing an instrument. Like, how shameful is this? Same thing. Physical therapy? Well, no.
But you
no are, physical therapy.
You also once injured yourself on the show drinking a bottle of water.
Well, to be fair, I had a blown out shoulder at the time, and it was not injuring myself lifting water. It just was not able to lift my rotator cuff high enough to drink.
Didn't you also injure yourself like a week or two ago on the show where you thought you threw your back out by sitting up in the chair?
I thought I broke my neck, yes.
You also chainsawed your own knee.
Yeah, that happened too. But that's actually, at least there's something there. When you were gone, I was hosting with Mike, and I went to kind of just sit up, and I thought I broke my neck. It literally felt like I had snapped something. I'm falling apart. I'm made of spare parts. But I at least have the common decency to not show up to physical therapy with my arm hurts from playing guitar. You stay at home and hide your shame. Golf elbow, for heaven's sake.
Tennis elbow, not golf, tennis.
But you have it from golfing.
Yeah.
So that's golf elbow, not tennis elbow.
Well, apparently golf elbow is on the other side of the
golf
elbow.
Golf elbow is when it's down here, down below your elbow. Tennis elbow is on the top. Mine's on the top.
Are you going to get one of those really classy orthopedic straps go right below your elbow?
He recommended that too.
And why do those only come in poo brown? Like, why? Why embarrass us even more? You have to get, because it's.
Someone's just trying to make fun of you because they also come in, I'm assuming, black.
No, they come in like orthopedic brown. I had to wear mine and it was terrible. It is an awful pain when you get something like that. When you get a little. You get tendonitis happening there, like in the joint. But you should be made fun of, and I should have been made fun of. I made fun of myself for being injured doing that.
Yeah, and then the doctor, this guy texts in, says, you're not swinging the club right. And the doctor said that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's a doctor. He's got to be a golfer.
He's
tearing apart your game.
I asked him, I said, what do you know about golf, dude? He's like, well, that's typically how it forms. And he goes, there are some things they can do. They can change your grip and some other things. I'm like, I'm not changing my grip. I was playing well. give me a shot and get me back out there. I have money to win.
Numb it up. Put some Icy Hot on it. Take some painkillers and come on, suck it up.
Go on for regular cortisone shots if you'd like.
He said he won't do that until the last straw.
Don't do that, by the way. That's why I have a shattered neck. That was their solution to everything back in the day. Hey, got this wonderful stuff. We'll just jab it in your neck and it'll be fine. Apparently, if you do that for 2 years, it's not so good for the joints. In a stunning development.
All right, are we ready for inauguration? Thursday or whenever that is. Is that tomorrow?
Friday.
No, it's Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Well,
Friday.
We've had our first arrest for death, the death threat. That
what?
Happened. You didn't see that?
What?
Yeah, they popped a guy for threatening to kill Trumpster.
I did not see that.
Yeah, he did also claim that he was Jesus Christ. So
Trump?
No, the guy trying to kill Donald Trump.
That wouldn't surprise me either, though.
So he's been arrested, and
Trump made his presidency slogan today.
What's his slogan?
And it's the same as a movie that came out recently. His slogan is "Keep America Great," which is the same slogan that The Purge election year has.
Wait, I thought his slogan was "Make America Great" again.
That was the election slogan. Now that he's a president, it's "Keep America Great."
China.
Well, he's kind of changing his.
Yeah,
I think the story
he's saying
here
he's
is
already
that
fixed it.
Doesn't he have to make America
I
great?
I think the story here is that it's the same slogan as The Purge election year, where everybody kills everybody for one day every year.
I don't know what that means. That's another language. What is that, a movie?
It's a really bad movie where for one day a year, murder is legal.
Oh.
So you can just go around and off whoever you want.
Did you see that education secretary chick, Betsy?
DeVos or DeVos?
What's she up to?
The broette.
No,
the education broette.
I did not see the broette. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
And we have more people pulling out of the
inauguration.
Yeah, because of death threats. A lot of death threats.
This is such a mess.
Did you see that he lost the Bruce Springsteen cover band?
Yeah, a Bruce Springsteen cover band pulled out, and then the gal from Dreamgirls pulled out because she was getting death threats. Which, look, hey. I get you lost and you're pissed, but really? You're going to murder someone because they want to play a couple tunes?
Well, hey, Hillary's going to be there. If she can be there.
Yeah, I think Bill's going to be there, too. I think both of them are.
And Roxette.
They're sitting together. What? Are we going to join the joyride?
Yeah.
No.
Roxette's playing.
Bull crap.
No, you haven't been following this?
I thought I had until this
Roxette
bomb just got dropped on me.
And Three Doors Down.
I saw Three Doors Down.
Not to be confused with Four Doors Down.
Is that Five for Fighting as well?
All right. Let's get out of here.
Break.
We're not even talking about anything now. What's next? I have a Trump joke.
I'm really rich.
You have Trump jokes?
No, I have a Trump joke.
A Trump joke. I have airline news. And what was the other one? Ooh, racist MLK day specials.
And another dead animal.
Okay, another dead animal. No, this one's actually kind of, it's a bit funny from Texas. I think you'll enjoy this one. It's pretty good.
Why? Why would you say that? I would enjoy racist news?
No. Just the ignorance on the part of the diner owner. It's pretty good.
All right.
It's a decent little story.
The Club Hour, folks. We'll be right back on The Fan.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
We just stepped out of the shower. He'll be down in a minute.
All right, listen. You guys can't go. Did you just say we?
What?
Did you just say we just stepped out of the shower?
I said he.
Right, okay.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Club Hour. It's me, Rob, Big Zook over there.
Ahoy.
I have my big tennis elbow first PT appointment tomorrow morning at 10. I'll tweet how it goes for you.
If you go more than once, you should be ashamed of yourself.
That's kind of how I feel, too.
I understand that you have to keep the appointment now. You've made it. Show up, learn the exercises, and never go back again.
Right. That's what I think I'm going to do, especially because it's probably going to cost me an arm and a leg.
Well, it's covered by insurance.
Yeah, but
so you just have like a copay, right?
Yeah, it's just
$20 or whatever it is.
Hey, man. How about you? $20, a lot of dough.
Rob's making it rain. You don't need to worry about 20s. I've seen Rob throw it around at the club.
I can buy a lot of beers with that. So anyway, I have a Trump joke, and I'm going to tread lightly here, but this must make the fan airwaves before we get fired. And what better time than now?
Let's do it.
Have you heard this one yet? The big famous Trump joke?
I don't know. You have
Everybody's talking about it. You haven't heard that there's a Trump joke?
I don't talk to anyone, so you know I hermit.
Good point.
There you go.
Now, Mike, have you heard that there's a big...
I have not.
What's the difference between a chickpea and a garbanzo bean?
I don't know.
They're the same thing.
Trump's never had a garbanzo bean on his face.
You got me.
Thank you. Thank you.
I enjoyed that.
Waka waka waka.
I'll be here all night.
Yeah, that's the big Trump joke that's
that
making the rounds.
Was great.
I kind of enjoyed that.
Yeah, isn't
that good?
It
took me a second. It took me a second, and I was like, not too shabby. Oh, Donald.
You got me.
I still can't believe that that's really happening.
It is really happening.
It is.
It's happening in 2 days.
Mm.
I'll tell you this. In my 38 years on the planet Earth.
Is this the most surprising thing ever?
I'm going to go with this is the most surprising thing. Oj maybe being a murderer.
The juice.
That one.
That was a shocker, wasn't it?
I was at a pool hall on Mill Plain with a bunch of ne'er-do-wells trying to be a Tuffy Tufferton. Like in like the 9th or 10th grade when that occurred. And I just remember sitting there staring at the team being like, no effing way. OJ is killing people now? It's the juice. He can't murder anyone. But I still think that this one, more surprising. I remember the day he said he was going to run and we laughed about it on air. And we're like, nice try. I would have bet every dollar I had that not only would he have not won, but he wouldn't have even run, that he would have pulled out before the election.
He called it. He said he was going to run and win.
And damn it, the guy did it.
And everybody laughed at him.
I'm trying to think of something else in my life. Maybe 9/11. I remember, again, waking up and seeing that, and I saw the second plane hit live. Couldn't believe what I was watching. It was surreal. That may be the top three in my life of like, what the hell is going on? And when I'm having to compare your presidency to 9/11, that's saying something when you're talking about just sheer shock of what occurred. I can't believe it.
I can't either, dude.
What if he ends up being like the greatest president of all time? What if he just leads us to prosperity that we've never seen?
Hey, I hope he does.
Yeah, me too.
Please. Please.
What?
I hope so.
I hope he does.
I feel like the alternative is every like other thing possible.
Well, probably. Look, no one's saying that that's going to happen. I'm with Lynch on this one.
There's that.
I've made the call. I think he's out of office in 2 years. I think he quits.
You're sticking to that. Huh?
I'm sticking to it.
Do you think
years.
He's going to quit?
He will quit or he'll Nixon it and they're going to... They'll
get
start.
Rid of him.
They'll start the impeachment process, and he'll bow out.
Once you take your,
I think he's gone
here.
In 2 years. I do not think he'll last. I don't think he wants the job. I think he's going to hate it. I think it's going to be the most miserable thing, and he will end up leaving, either in being forced out or just say screw this, I'm not doing it. But anyone wanting him to fail, I don't understand that. Like, you, why would you want the president of your country to fall on his ass? That doesn't make any sense to me. We all lose if that happens. Even though it's probably the most likely thing, we all lose.
Should we break and then get your airline news in here?
Yeah, I want to do the restaurant one first. I want to do the...
Is that the racist thing?
Yeah, the Texas MLK special they did.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's really, speaking of tone deaf and not being able to read a room, I bring you this Cafe Azalea there in Texas.
All right. Coming up next, that. Here's Mike.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
You know, I always felt I could be a great salesman. Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right. To Souk News.
Yeah, this comes to us from the lovely state of Texas, where one Texas restaurant owner...
Isn't Texas great?
Texas is great. If I gave you a choice on where this story was going to come from, basically, if there's shenanigans, you go Florida, Missouri, Texas.
Yeah.
And you got a good...
In that order.
You got in that order, and chances are you're gonna get one of those correct. So this is the owner. Her name is Sabrina Pyle, and she is the owner of the Azalea Cafe in Tarrant, Texas.
Related to Gomer?
Don't know. It's possible. And she came with a bright idea that she thought would bring customers pouring in for the holiday of Martin Luther King Day. And this is her quote.
This is like that mattress store.
Yeah.
Remember the 9/11 mattress? 9/11 towers?
9/11 mattress sale. I think this one may actually be worse. The one was insensitive. This is just downright racist. She says, and quote, this was, she got interviewed by a news station down there.
So she's on the TV?
She's on the TV. They go and stick a mic because she's getting death threats. And she had to shut down the restaurant for a couple days.
Okay.
She said, on Monday, I came up, in her own words, on Monday, I came up with this incredible, ingenious idea for what I thought would bring people in for lunch, she told the news station. Except her idea wasn't that incredible or ingenious. Her Monday special was, what could you think of as the most racist thing to advertise, not just on the menu, it is being billed as the Martin Luther King special.
Well, don't make me say it. We all know what it is. Just don't make me, I'm not going to say it.
Well, chicken and waffles with a side of watermelon.
Exactly what I was thinking.
That was her big idea that was going to lure the good people of Tarrant, Texas to her restaurant. Oh, and she could not understand why people were a bit upset.
Wow. What did she say?
She said that once she realized that it was in poor taste and people upset, she said she took it down. She posted this all over the Facebook page of her store and on all the social media. And she said the backlash was almost immediate and she was getting called names and there was a couple death threats.
Shocking.
It said it took her a while to figure it out. And then once it dawned on her, then she
boy,
decided.
She's a bright one.
She decided to take
so
it
let
out.
So let me ask you
and
a question.
And she's kept it closed since because she's scared to reopen it. And she still doesn't fully understand.
She's hosed.
What the problem was.
Let me ask you a question about her. So she doesn't get what the problem was.
Well, I think now she does, but originally
she didn't.
No, she also didn't understand that her posts on social media would get shared. She said she didn't understand how so many people saw it.
So let me ask you a question.
Because she has a small following. Well, I don't think she understood how that worked.
The viral nature.
Viral nature when you put out chicken, waffles, and watermelon with a photo of Martin Luther King Jr. and that's your lunch special.
Well, she sounds like a real Einstein, but yes. Can I ask you this question? Is she really racist, or is she just dumb? It sounds to me like she really didn't know that was racist.
Why would you take chicken, waffles, and watermelon and put it as a Martin Luther King Jr. special if you didn't in the back of your mind be like, well,
because
black people like waffles and chicken, and I think they like watermelon. Hey, it's Martin Luther King Day. Let's do that.
Because you're ignorant. Like, she's not...
Right, that's the difference between racist and ignorant is you're not intentionally trying to offend people, but you're doing something offensive.
Boy, I have a hard time believing that you're completely unaware that maybe...
So you're saying she's...
viewed as distasteful.
She's playing dumb about...
Well,
about
she wants
she's
to come across
it.
Better, so she's like, what?
Oh, I didn't know.
How do
Sorry.
You not?
But see, I like watermelon, too.
Although, you know what?
Like, she's really dumb, because how would she not know that would hurt her business, right?
Like, yeah. Like, and it's, I really feel it's the watermelon. Like, I get, like, if you advertise chicken and waffles as the MLK Day special, I can get where people are like, really? Chicken and waffles? But you throw the cider watermelon on there.
That doesn't even make sense.
Come on. Why? Because it's, like, all racial stereotypes wrapped into one? Why don't you put chitlins on there while you're at it? Now, the only thing that's maybe I'll give her a break, kind of what you're saying, is we've talked about this. There is a Black Keys video, right? I think that's what it is. It's a music video. I forget what it's for, but it's a black guy dancing in the video. And the Black Keys were coming to Portland. This was many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And one of our promotions ladies was going to send out like an email blast to all of their like P1s, all their listeners, saying, hey, the Black Keys are coming.
I would have been on the list.
You would have been on the list. And it was going to be that music video. It might have been, what is that, Gold on the Scene or whatever the video. I don't remember what it is. But in her little caption, she had a little cartoon picture of a monkey saying, dance, monkey, dance. And she almost sent that out. Luckily, someone caught it and was like, what are you doing? She did not realize that.
She had no idea.
She had no idea. She is the sweetest gal in the world. And she had no idea that that would be viewed as racist and offensive. That's a derogatory term.
Same thing. Right? I mean, she's not.
Maybe
I'm not
chicken
calling
and
her
waffles,
dumb.
But with the watermelon, I think you might have gone over. I have a hard time giving you the benefit of the doubt on that one.
So you think she's racist?
She did say, I wasn't thinking about the historical context. She said, I was thinking we have margaritas tacos on Cinco de Mayo, so let's have some fun with Martin Luther King Day. So right there, she's saying, like, if you're having tacos
let's
on Cinco de Mayo,
fun.
You're saying that it's a day celebrating African Americans, so let's have chicken and waffles and watermelon. That, to me, that's the damning quote. We have margaritas and tacos on Cinco de Mayo. Why can't we have chicken and waffles and watermelon on Martin Luther King Day?
Yeah, see, I like this guy's text. He says, being racially insensitive and being a racist are two different things. Yeah, I think that's right. Remember, too, Fuzzy Zeller did this to Tiger. Remember when he did that at the Masters dinner?
Yeah, he said...
And he thought he was making a joke.
Yeah, he said, hopefully Tiger doesn't have fried chicken and watermelon.
I thought he said... Oh, was it fried chicken?
I think it was fried chicken and watermelon.
Is it collard greens or something?
When you win, you get to pick the dinner, and yeah. I think he said, hopefully he doesn't pick.
Right.
I think it was fried chicken and watermelon. Classy move, Fuzzy. Classy move.
God.
Yeah, who are these people?
Well, they're from the South. There is a common denominator there.
Where's Fuzzy from?
He's from... Is he
like a Georgia boy or something?
You know what? I think Georgia is... Right.
Now we're just getting a lot of people that are chiming in with their own.
He went to the University of Houston. Let's see. Born in Indiana. So he was born there. And then he went to Houston. I don't know where he went to high school.
Either way, you can't.
He has a bit of a twang.
You can't say that. You can't do the chicken and waffles
so
thing.
So do you think he's racist?
Yeah, I think he's a little racist.
A little racist.
A little racist.
Only a little.
Well, I don't know, but I don't think most...
I hung out with him once, did I tell you?
I think you might have told this story before.
At El Gaucho. He and... they were all in for the Peter Jacobs thing.
Yeah.
It was him and...
I bet you he tied one on.
Ben Crenshaw. And they could not have been any cooler.
Yeah.
And any more fun. Like, Ben Crenshaw smokes... I was bumming smokes from Ben Crenshaw. I bummed a smoke from Ben Crenshaw.
That's kind of cool.
That's a great sports accomplishment.
That is a good sports accomplishment. I'm not going to say great. It's good.
It is for me. I was like, man.
Bumming a smoke.
Guy couldn't have been nicer. Anyway, okay, so Fuzzy's a little racist for saying that. Now, this woman, I just think she's ignorant.
Yeah.
But either way,
apparently,
it's inappropriate.
Apparently, no one wants to go to a restaurant anymore.
Yeah, that's like the, what was the gay cake people?
Yeah. Although, you know what? I don't know if there'll be a backlash. Those gay cake people, they may not like bandits. They raised like $300,000 to $400,000 came pouring in, and people were donating to them. So they just took the money and ran.
Yeah, a lot of people back them still.
I think it's a whole scam now, man. A lot of these people, you know, like
I hate gays.
The servers. Have you seen this now? There's a big thing because, like, a lot of people will say that, like, someone left them a racist note or something, like, with no tip. And then they start like GoFundMe campaigns, and everyone pours all this money into it. Huh. And a lot of them have turned out to be horse bleed.
They're fake, huh?
Yeah, they're fake. That people are doing it, and then getting it out there on social media, and money pours in, and it never really happened.
What is the matter with people?
People are willing to make a quick buck, man. They figure, who's it hurting, right? It's pretty scummy.
Trump's about to be our president, so you know.
Now, this gentleman says, ignorance is not an excuse for racism. Ignorance is racist. It might not be on the level of bigotry racism, but ignorance still falls on the spectrum of racism.
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I think that's right, too.
Yeah, if you're ignorant and you hate black people because you think they're evil, or you hate the Jews because you think they control all the money.
But hold on, though. Does she really hate black people, or she just doesn't?
That's bigotry.
Yeah,
hating somebody for it is bigoted.
I don't think you can draw that conclusion from her stupidity.
You're dumber than a sack of Texas
hammers.
She's
just an idiot.
What? I thought it'd be fun. I thought the people would love it.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I do enjoy chicken and waffles, though. It's quite tasty. Never had it with watermelon, I can't say that.
Oh, my God. Really?
Chicken and waffles is good. You ever had it?
Yeah. I've had it.
Some people are not. Some people aren't fans. I had it in Canada, of all places, for the first time.
I don't like cantaloupe. Can we talk about that?
You don't like cantaloupe?
No.
How do you not like cantaloupe?
Cantaloupe is my favorite melon.
Are you a honeydew man?
It's okay.
Honeydew is flavorless.
Watermelon's wonderful.
You going watermelon is the best of the melons?
Watermelon's delightful, but it has to be right. Like, it has to be Sometimes you can get some dry.
Yeah, bad watermelon
or
is
mushy.
Really good.
Or mushy. Some mushy watermelon. Yeah.
Like slush.
I feel like there's more leeway on the honeydew and the cantaloupe. I feel like if I get a honeydew or a cantaloupe, there's going to be, I'll be able to enjoy it.
Well,
but
have you ever had it where like one or the two of the little slices are sour at like the corner of the package and you're like gagging on it after having delicious sweet cantaloupe? And
I would also like to point out that the cantaloupe is the worst to put in a fruit salad because it absorbs all the other fruits way worse than any other, and it ends up being a crappy piece of melon. Like you put it like in a fruit mixture, it ends up being terrible. If you're making a fruit salad, keep cantaloupe out of it.
Look at you, Martha Stewart.
Yeah, it's no good. It absorbs all the other flavors, and it's terrible.
Who the hell knows that?
I do.
Martha
Stewart. I like a fruit salad.
You watch Martha Stewart?
No, but I do watch some of the cooking shows.
He thought about that for too long. He watches Martha Stewart.
Yeah, he did.
I was trying to think, does she even have a show anymore?
Yeah.
She has one with Snoop Dogg, remember?
Well, I do watch that. But no, I don't. Was the Martha Stewart, like her normal show, whatever that
yeah,
was?
Yeah, yeah, her normal show. Yeah.
All right, I watch Martha Stewart.
Thank you.
You got me.
Am
I bugging you, Ron?
All right, let's get your brother in here. Wrap it up next on The Fan.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sakanik, brought to you by BizNet Insurance, offering the best insurance rates for teenage drivers. Visit BizNet.com. That's BizNet.com.
All right, here's John. What are you doing, dude?
I'm getting ready to watch Jeopardy, and I'm having some spaghetti right now. It's fantastic.
It's a nice little Wednesday evening for you.
What are you, 75?
Listen, you could do a lot worse than Jeopardy and spaghetti. So
that's
I'm
a classic of your brother, too, the you could do a lot worse. What does that even mean?
It means you could do a lot
that's
worse.
That's not a ringing endorsement.
It could be 7:30 and you could be getting ready to watch Wheel of Fortune.
Don't you want the best at all times?
No. Sometimes at 6:54 in my house, the best you can do is spaghetti and Jeopardy. That's just a fact.
What are you going to be doing at 8:15 at your house?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm sure that's happening. You're going to be on the couch. It's just going to be scotch and something else.
Yeah, I'm thinking scotch. It's a scotch night.
Scotch night.
For sure.
I hope that at some point tonight, Isaac Rop, you're laying there, and the thought just pops into your head, I wish I had some spaghetti.
And Jeopardy.
Well, I'm not saying Jeopardy. Jeopardy's not for everybody. But at some point tonight, you'll wish you had spaghetti, and you'll be like, you know what? Maybe John was on.
I'll tell you this. Well, there are times I'll be like, hey, I wouldn't mind watching Jeopardy. I'm going to make a bold statement here. Never in my life have I wished I had spaghetti.
I'm sorry for you. Spaghetti's a delicious dinner option.
It is a delicious dinner option, but I don't think I've ever actually said the words, you know what? I'd really like spaghetti right now. Spaghetti just occurs. I don't set out to have spaghetti.
Well, and I agree, and I didn't. I would agree with that. I don't know that I ever come home and I'm like, you know what I could really go for? But if I walk in the door and my wife is cooking spaghetti, I'm always in a good mood. I'm never like, you know what? That just isn't going to work tonight. And so having some spaghetti, getting ready to watch Jeopardy. It's not too shabby. And I'm planning, due to Edgar Martinez's surge up the voting charts today, I'm getting ready to plan for my surprise trip to Cooperstown sometime in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
I told you that John's sports pants would be overflowing tonight.
How are you going to do that when your new job as head of the United States Spaghetti Council is taking you to your next speech on the merits of spaghetti, which no one, by the way, ever orders?
No.
At an Italian joint. Like, the only time you ever get spaghetti is when you're at, like, Red... Or, what's the...
Red Lobster?
Red Lobster or something.
What?
No.
You mean, like, the Olive Garden.
Yeah, like Olive Garden. Like, nobody likes spaghetti.
You know what? Well, no. But you brought up a good point, is I think everybody does like spaghetti. But you're right, is that I don't... Spaghetti might be the food that most people like but will not order when you go out.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's not an option.
No. John, spaghetti's fine. I would never say I like spaghetti.
It's fine.
Who doesn't like spaghetti?
Well, you could have penne or rigatoni or any other myriad of delicious pastas. Why on earth would you choose spaghetti?
But But you don't dislike it. That's what I'm saying. I think everybody...
I actually do dislike it.
If you get served spaghetti, nobody's complaining. But
I'm complaining. Where's the penne?
Order it out.
And I'll say this. If I do get spaghetti, there better damn well be garlic bread there, or there's going to be hell to pay.
No question.
Well, if it's spaghetti without garlic bread, that's right out. Garlic bread makes the spaghetti.
Garlic. Because if it's not, it's terrible.
Yes.
Garlic bread is great. Now that...
Yes.
We could kill a segment on.
Yes, like there's times I'm sitting around being like, man, I could really eat some garlic bread right now, but not spaghetti.
Yeah. Well, John, your refined palate continues to blow us away.
I can't believe spaghetti has become a controversial topic.
It's not.
I'm saying most people like spaghetti.
Yeah, I mean, the basis of what you're saying is probably true, but that's not saying much.
I feel like spaghetti's is the Applebee's of the food world.
Right. That's right.
You just end up there and you eat it and you're like, whatever, I guess.
The kids will eat it. The parents will eat it. It gets rated a C and we all move on.
Well, in 5 minutes, you guys are going to still be hungry and I'll be full and smarter. So there.
I'm coming over to eat spaghetti at your place. I'll be there in about a half hour.
All right. See you later.
See you guys. Go, Edgar.
Is there garlic bread? Forgot to ask. Ooh. I'm not coming over if there's not garlic bread.
I'm going to go to Italy.
Order
just a bunch of spaghetti. Like every time I'm
spaghetti.
Where's the spaghetti?
Spaghetti and meat sauce.
Don't you want cavatelli instead? No, spaghetti.
No.
Come on.
Give me the spaghetti. The watery the sauce, the better.
I've been to the Olive Garden.
You put some ketchup on there for me. Where's the Parmigiano?
Do you have bottomless breadsticks over here? Or whatever it is. All right.
They have bottomless breadsticks. That's the best part of the Olive Garden.
Your salad's not as big as the Olive Garden's.
Hey, they send their chefs to Italy. I've seen the commercials. Mm-hmm.
All
right. Those little Andy's mitts at the end. Because what's more Italian than that?
We'll be back tomorrow at 3. Coming up next, it's Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch, live and local on The Fan.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
Dumbass.
You are?
Okay.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.